Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you again on Niche Radio. I'm doing something a little different today. I'm doing a full show dedicated to skincare, specifically winter skincare. So changing your skincare regime and all the things that you need to know about looking after your skin in the harsh, specifically Joburg and Highveld winters, as well as peels, because obviously winter is the perfect time to do skin peels. Obviously the weather's not so harsh and you're less likely to damage the skin, you know, once you've taken off the older skin, etc. So I have an absolutely amazing chat with Karen Bester from Lamel Research Laboratories, and that's going to be what the entire show is about. It was an amazing interview, an amazing chat, and I know that if you are interested in skincare and looking after your skin, that you are going to love it. So stay tuned.
What do we need to know and not know and do and not do?
Okay, that's that's the three rules for winter. Hey,
yeah.
I wish it was that easy. I think what's good for me in winter is the fact that we have to look at preparing our skins for summer. So that's one thing that we really need to keep in constantly in the back of our mind. So we all know that we have to increase our moisturization. So add more creams that are richer, because of course, especially in Joburg, I don't know, does this apply to Cape Town? But I know
you
that
don't get
Joburg,
dry skin in Cape Town like ever. You do up here. Well, no, you just, you know, your hair is permanently just, everything's fine. And here you like stick.
Yeah. And I always thought that, I thought that we had the worst environment. Then I got onto a plane and went to Windhoek.
Oh, goodness.
And sort of you get off the plane and your nails break. So I know what Capetonians feel like.
Yeah, exactly. So for Joburg people
dry skin, increase the so you're going to get a richer cream or you're going to add more moisturizer. Some people change their cleanser. So they go from a foaming cleanser to a creamy cleanser, which is it's a cost-effective way to get more moisturization into your skin and onto your skin. I think one of the big things as well is don't forget your routine, because we all tend to think it's winter and hibernation and we don't need to, do I really have to exfoliate? Must I really wash my face?
Do I have to put sunscreen on?
I'm not in the sun. Stop wearing my sunscreen. So that routine needs to continue. Continue exfoliating, continue masking. And then to prepare your skin really well for summer, winter is a really nice time to do more peels and maybe even more hectic peels. So those areas that you can cover up, like your arms, your hands, chest, décolleté, I find that people tend to come for more peels where they're actually
your hands
peeling.
Give away your age as well, don't they? So you should also be looking after not just the top bit, but the hands.
Yeah, hands have become more and more topical because that's an area that we tend to neglect.
Yeah, because you can Botox and fill all of this, you look great, and then you've got like old crone hands, which you don't really want, you know. Like claws.
Passing the little stick through the...
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so peeling hands, arms.
Peeling hands,
everything.
Arms. We do a lot of forearm, chest, neck and décolleté. Décolleté is your chest on a guy.
Yes.
I had a guy go, a what?
A what?
Your chest.
Your chest area.
Also, if you do wear a lot of strappy tops in summer, you want to have a look at your back and your back of your neck. And we can do one quick peel that's going to peel for quite a while. It might give you 4 or 5 days downtime. But one peel can change that area, especially if there's a lot of sun damage in the area. And then,
5 days, if it's your back, it's not that bad because you're wearing a polo neck anyway, so it's fine. It's just the face, I guess, that's really, and the hands.
Face and hands.
That people can see. But,
But downtime it's easier to have downtime in winter because of the fact that we,
That's okay.
The fact that we, our social calendar looks better.
Yeah.
So you have those weekends where you would hibernate anyway.
Yeah, in bed, in a peeling heap.
we could do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't have to go out and do stuff. So you would schedule your calendar
to
do it on a Thursday morning and not have anything Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and be back up on Tuesday or whatever.
Or we have people who like to peel at work, so they do it on Monday afternoon or Monday morning. They look terrible
at work because they don't really care about their colleagues, but the weekend's important.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Yes.
That's what I would do.
Yes. Yeah. Just fit into that. So I do always warn people, if you are going to go for peels that are more hectic and have more peeling or flaking, so we can do light flake or actual peeling, is no balls, no board meetings, no big meetings. No weddings for at least a week.
Yeah.
So that we can just get your skin to recover and look fantastic. Of course, probably 14 to 21 days after that peel, your skin looks divine. You're going to want to go and show it off. So there's a chance to get out of hibernation.
So here's my question. Is it better to do one hectic hardcore peel and get it done, or to do a series of... Because, I mean, everybody's skins are different and stuff, right?
It is up to personal preference. So we could do... we've got a product called Beta Peel, for instance, where we could do 4 or 5 peels where you're flaking reasonably. And that'll be manageably, and that'll be the same as one really hectic peel. Or we could do retistore peels where you're peeling for a longer period of time, but you still got that flake, but those you do in a course.
Yeah.
So I would go and see a therapist that does the peels who's got a good expectation and good experience, and she can then guide you to what's going to suit your skin type best, and also what problems we're treating.
Yeah.
So treating... deep lines and wrinkles only with a peel is not necessarily going to work. You need to look at other modalities as well. But it's definitely your experience is with regards to what your skin type is and also your social calendar. Can you cope with looking terrible, looking like...
Is it really bad? Is it like...
I hate saying this, but we can get... We've all seen those people who look like burn victims after peels.
Really? That bad? But I'm assuming that's the hardcore one-off one, right? That's the
hardcore one-off one. Then you're sort of puffy and you look a little bit bruised and, you know, you've got that dead skin look. But generally, most of the peels that we do, you can get away with being out. People aren't going to faint when they walk past you. But they'll see that there's skin coming off. Yeah. So it's just... Sometimes what I find is people will be in conversation with you and then suddenly they'll stop and go, what's happening to your face?
But look, I think these days if you tell people I've just had a peel, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. And then, you know, you carry on with life. Just
carry on with your shopping. So it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we can do hardcore sort of
and treatments. And what cases would you see? I'm always worried about time and cost. So I want to go in, I want to get it done, and I want to leave.
Yeah. Well,
so... But I'm worried about the pain factor.
I think generally with all the peels, your time in treatment, you generally book out an hour because you have to look at consultation. Costing is anything from 600 Rand to, you can pay 2,200 Rand for our peels at some units, which will be your more hectic, more downtime kind of peels. Peeling, you're looking at anything from 3 days to 10 days downtime. Also depending on how hard we're working your skin and what tools we're using to do that.
But downtime, you mean social face-to-face time. I mean, you can still work, you can still do whatever.
You just look a little bit odd. So sometimes, and it's also not uncomfortable. You might be a little bit itchy and dry, but it's not sore.
Yes.
There's no pain involved with
peeling.
That's
not like you've had surgery or anything.
No. It's definitely not staying in bed. But it's not the kind of, I'm not going to go and try and meet the prince.
Yeah.
Go on a blind date.
Yes, just kind of,
But sure. Might be a good test, though. So go on a blind date. If he likes you,
you know, you're in for the one, and then 3 weeks later, you look fantastic.
And you won't believe what he got.
Okay, cool. So that sounds, all right. So that sounds like something that would definitely, and then once you've done that, what is the next step to making sure that you're ready to go for summer?
Okay, so... After your peel, you have to make sure that you're doing your aftercare as well. Make sure that you listen to what your therapist has told you and do that. And then it is about, if you aren't going to go for peels, I think the best thing that you can do for your skin is to exfoliate regularly, Continue with your hydrating masks.
Exfoliate like with a little cream with the thingy-mabobs in, or like a little loofah. Or
I'm not wild about mechanical exfoliation because I find that it scratches your skin more. So we've got Enzymatic. So we use an enzyme that's actually in your skin.
Okay.
So it's extremely safe. But you have to follow the routine. So you have to do that every 2 to 3 days.
So you would do that at home?
You would purchase that
and do it your own thing at home. Okay, cool.
Yeah. And of course, just before summer, you want to go for a nice deep cleanse facial, and you want to have your skin hydrated.
Yes, yes.
And if you can fit in a back massage, a hand and foot treatment in with that package, and you know those come out in September. Hey?
Yes,
those
facial hand foot. Get yourself ready for summer.
Body wrap. Get yourself ready for summer. kind of treatments. So that would be my sort of, you know, unwrapping your skin
and
for
come
for
October,
summer.
You are
looking
shining like a new penny.
Yes, beautifully bright, and your pigmentation's
pigmentation.
Your lines and wrinkles are gone. Your pigmentation's gone. You're looking 10 years younger. Maybe not, but you definitely will
you'll
be
see
ready
a change,
for.
Sure.
Yeah, you'll see the change, and you'll be ready for summertime. We, of course, then go into damaging our skin again.
Yeah, and start all over again in
start
winter.
All over again in winter.
How can everybody get hold of you guys? Just give us the contact details. They can go. I know there's a page that they go and put in their
salon
or whatever.
Best idea is to go to our website, lamal.co.za. There is a look for a salon page, and you just put your details. Very importantly, put the area that you're in, the suburb, because people go, I want a salon in Joburg.
Well,
I can give
that's,
you 323 names, I think.
Large area.
It's a large
that we're
area.
With.
So a suburb that you live in or a suburb that you walk in, whatever is convenient for you. And then the rep will send you a few options in those suburbs.
And you can choose.
And you can then choose. If you've got any questions with regards to our products, you're welcome to put them on there. And then, of course, we are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. Lamal RSA is our Instagram handle. Twitter, it's at Lamal. And, so lots
and then
of
people can and then once they've got the salons, they can then obviously, because that's where all the products are stocked.
Mm.
So they can then go and chat and find out what the different options are with regards to in-salon peels or what to do at home, etc.
So all our skincare salons will do free consultations. Our doctor's units, generally you have to pay for that consultation, but you get the money back when you do your first treatment.
Okay.
That's how they generally work. It makes sense. And go for your consult. Talk to your therapist. Let her have a look at your skin. Generally, they do a light cleanse and exfoliation and put some moisturizer on your skin anyway just to have a good look at it. And she's going to give you the best advice. So asking, I sometimes get calls about what should I do with my skin. It's like cutting your hair over the phone.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I can't see you.
I can't see you.
Yeah.
I have to ask all kinds of strange and wonderful personal questions. But the best thing is to go to a salon, meet a therapist, and you find someone that you're comfortable with, I think. Because with Lamal, it becomes a partnership in your skin. So it's not going to be a once-off
It's like your hairdresser. It's like your gynecologist. It's whatever. You're developing a relationship with your therapist and,
So they also they don't want you to... It's not just that I'm coming for a very light fruit acid peel that's going to make me look 10 years younger. No, sweetie.
No.
One peel, not going to do that.
Yeah.
So let's partner. Let's see what we can do for your skin. And what's also, they are budget sensitive. So the girls will go.
I think that's the next question.
I would like you to, this is where I want you to go.
These are your options.
But we're going to give you change with these and these and these things. So in my area, I teach the girls to be very practical. So you finish something, you replace it.
Yeah.
If there's really something that you shouldn't be using in combination with our range, your therapist will consider it and we'll look at that.
Yeah.
They're all very skilled. They've got good experience with skin.
And I think once you've started, like with me, like once I start doing stuff and I actually see what's happening, I'm like, ooh, I must have more. You know, you do. And it's just,
it's such a female thing. You know. I've got a budget. I have a client at one of our salons that, her skin is, I was there on a consultation day and I met her end user and her skin is just so damaged and she hasn't looked after her skin, and she smokes probably 40 cigarettes a day.
Oh, goodness, which doesn't help either.
And she's in her 40s, and she looks 60, and she's going, no, she's really got a strict budget. So we work out, I go, okay, you need this cream.
Yeah.
And if you can, then we can do this treatment, but you're going to have to do this every month. So if we start the process,
yeah.
I go back to the salon 2 weeks later. She's bought a cream, a cleanser, another cream. She's had one treatment, and she books for the next one. Okay. <That's good. laughs> So,
and I think, I mean, the thing would be, well, I know it is for me and for most people, is to avoid getting to that stage.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't want to get to the stage where I'm 50 or 55 and I look like I'm 70 and then I've got to try and reverse. Mm. So I'd rather, as much as I can, as best that I can afford now, let me rather put it in there, because you only get one skin.
Yeah.
You know?
I know, definitely.
So,
and the thing is also, we can do so much conservatively. But just changing a routine. And also, I think there's a fallacy that because you're going into the salon, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
So peels, for instance, I find generally are much more cost effective than going for a very luxurious facial. I mean, you can pay R1,200 for a facial.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a good peel between 400 to 700 rand. Yeah.
Yeah, easily. And also, our products also, what you also find is if you use a big brand from somewhere like Red Square, sometimes you have to buy two or three products to get a result.
Well,
you only need to get one product in my range to
and change. And you can still work with the others that you're using?
Incorporate, yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. There are very few products that will have a severe interference in the product.
Because usually it's you got to buy the cleanser, the toner, the moisturizer, the eye cream, the blah, 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 and you walk out
the
3 grand later.
The pre-cleanse, the post-cleanse, but you haven't got an eye makeup remover, and you haven't got a, sometimes it does get a little
hectic.
Yes,
sure.
So,
so it might just be one key product that you're missing that could help.
Yeah. Okay. And also, if you've just gone to, because I also find that this happens is that your life changes, you get divorced, the settlement comes out, and you go to Red Square and you buy everything that the lady, the consultant there suggests.
Yeah.
And then you decide, maybe I should go for a consult at a therapist. She might just add a serum, which is going to just give you much more. So it's not that you have to then, in the old days, I stood astounded. The therapist would go, bring it in, let me see what you're using. Either chuck it all in the bin or go, your mother-in-law needs to use this, or give it to your husband. Or you, seriously, it's no longer like that. We can't, none of us can afford that.
No.
So it is very much about looking at incorporating and start the program. And maybe you just need a moisturizer after your peel.
Yeah.
And you're not going to use your other products for that week, but you'll go back onto them as soon as you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then finish your products, and your therapist will tell you what she wants you to move on to next.
So awesome spending time with Karen Bester from Lamel Research Laboratories again. That was such an interesting and informative talk. I know I learned an absolute ton. I'm sure you did as well. And I'm very excited. I'm actually going to go through and do one of their deep peels probably in the next couple of weeks. So do make sure that you follow me on social media and stay tuned. I'm going to take you through the whole process. I'm a little bit scared because it's going to be sore and I'm not the bravest person in the world, but I'm very excited to see the results, and winter is definitely the time to do it. So do stay tuned. If you want to find out more about Lamel Research Laboratories, of course, their website, lamel.co.za. Again, you can head on there, find out where your closest salons are and a little bit more information about them. If you are on social media, please do get engaged with me. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, so facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook as well. My blog, heatherhook.com. Go through and check out. I've got some articles from Lamel and some skincare tips, etc., as well as a whole bunch of other stuff that's on there as well. So do go through and check it out. I will be back with you next week. I hope that you have an absolutely spectacular week ahead, and I will chat to you super soon. Have a beautiful day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.